You know,
with
it's
the homies.
All the homies. It's
Welcome
very rare
to tea time.
That we get people at tea time.
What?
That are truly aligned with our spiritual being.
Oh, ooh. Yes.
The crystalline
yes.
nature
ooh.
That is Sashir Zamata.
Yay! Yes.
Like, we're all a little witchy. Yeah.
We're all a little witchy. Her name is, like, crystalline.
Literally.
Also, yeah. Crazy fun fact, mm-hmm. you were born in...
Japan. Okinawa, yes. Japan.
And yeah. I love... Japanese sweet potatoes more than anything.
Specifically,
that is crazy. That actually is crazy.
It's so crazy. And the Okinawa ones are my favorite. And you,
I've heard they're really good.
Yeah. And you've never had one?
No, because we left when I was like 10 months old. So I
they could have mashed that shit up for you and given it to you.
Maybe I did have it. I don't remember.
Let me talk to your parents real quick. You missed out. Ugh, whatever.
I can't stand
her. You were born in a blue zone with my favorite sweet potato ever. You know, that's like hard to get them here.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've never tried to look for them.
Don't.
No, do. They're delicious. I'm going to make you some.
Please.
Yes.
We have the talented,
the amazing, the funny.
Never have I been in contact so close with someone from SNL.
Yeah.
That
you can touch her.
I know, right?
Right here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does it feel different than people who are not on SNL?
It feels pretty, yeah.
It feels better special. Than your people that have graced the stage before you. Yeah. They weren't as funny as you.
Oh, whoa.
I just didn't like them as much as I liked
you. Have you hosted? Oh, wait. Is this a
sore subject.
Sorry. So sorry.
Well, this interview's done.
I guess I just would have assumed that you
would have.
Would have.
I know, right?
We
Me
all
too.
Do.
I'm so sorry. I would have assumed that as well. But now that you're in my aura, maybe I can get a job.
I have no control over that.
Oh, guess the interview's over.
You have a few. You're like, that's why we brought you here.
Wait, you can't get us tickets to SNL?
I heard there's not even tickets.
Oh, I don't. I mean, I think there's tickets.
No, it's a lottery.
Oh, yes, there is a lottery.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I guess that's true. It's a lottery. I actually don't know how that works.
So
I know
you can't
we
the lottery
guests.
And get us in?
Yeah, there's like, you know, there's a guest list of people who work on the show can get people in. And then I guess there's a lottery, but I really don't know how the general public gets in.
Yeah, me neither. Or how people that are on TV get in. I don't know how that happens. Moving on to the next topic.
No hard
what
feelings
What did
here.
Amy Sudeikis smell like?
Sing?
What's her name?
I don't know.
Amy Sudeikis.
Oh my God.
Amy Sudeikis.
Candy with candy.
This is so bad. This is so bad.
No, that's
You're
her name.
Literally saying Jason
Sudeikis
okay. and Amy Sedaris in one human.
That's what happened.
And
Amy
you made
Sudeikis.
A baby and also maybe a little bit of a game that we all used to play.
Yeah, my brain was working in overdrive.
I
right
could
now.
See that. She just wants to know what Amy Sedaris smelled like.
Oh, interesting. What did Amy Sedaris
or a Sudeikis, if you know that too?
Does she smell like a Sudeikis?
I don't know what a Sudeikis smells like, but
a Sudeikis,
a Sedaris. I think she just smelled very like pleasant,
like a human,
like a pleasant human. Yeah,
human.
Yeah,
that's good,
unoffensive, like nice.
Aww.
Yeah, but she had great energy. She's very, I mean, obviously very hilarious, but yeah, great that's person awesome. To be around.
That's awesome.
Do you like Amy Sedaris? Like, what is that?
The candy show that she had, one of the best. Variety mm-hmm. comedy shows that I grew up watching.
Yeah.
And like you've been a part of some amazing female comedians in your career.
Yeah, I feel very lucky.
But you yourself have just really made a splash in this world. And I was telling Miranda as we were doing our horrible research that we do, which is just YouTube flipping around. What other interviews has she done? I told her, and this is a compliment, even though it's gonna come off kind of weird, but it's a compliment.
Okay.
You're so calm and not star-ish. Mm. Like, you have the light coming out of you, mm-hmm. but your attitude is so even.
Ooh, I like that.
Like, do you smoke weed?
No.
Like, wow.
We attributed it to you being born in Japan.
Yeah.
I've been eating those yams since I was born, so it really calmed me down.
Yeah, it calms you down.
That's what we thought.
I guess, I don't know. I think... I really don't know. I like try to meditate occasionally, and I do definitely have anxiety in my life. So, and like have had stressors and panic attacks and things. So I think I just try to like even everything out in general, and just like only get really excited when there needs to be a reason for that.
That's fair. That's fair. It's pleasant to watch though,
because
you can watch some people and you're like, oh my God, they're probably crazy behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I would want to be her. her friend.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Yeah. I feel about calm. That about you, honestly.
Oh, thanks.
It's true.
You want to be friends?
I would love to be friends.
Thanks. I'm friends. I'm just like.
Because you guys have matching haircuts.
This is
whatever.
True. You're welcome. Mm.
You could join the club.
Yeah, no.
No.
I don't think that would work for me at all.
No, it wouldn't.
I think it'd be really scary. Yeah, be
what's weird. The shortest you've had your hair?
Okay, so it was not by choice.
Oh my gosh.
Let's start there.
I'm so sorry.
Well, there's two situations, okay? One of them was my Christmas party. My parents used to host an annual Christmas party, and when I was about 6 years old, and I vividly remember this moment. I was in this velvet green dress, ribbons, like white tights, black little shiny shoes, patent leather, whatever. And I remember having this moment of thinking, I need to look even more fancy. And aww. My father had given me the task of being the door greeter. Mm-hmm. So when people would come in, and I was like, I don't look fancy enough. And I ran upstairs into my father and mother's bathroom, and he had beard trimming scissors that he kept. And I was like, this is it.
Yeah.
And I just started cutting my hair, but I only cut one side.
Yeah.
Because it's fancy.
And I was very just like, fancy. This, yes, Miranda. Like, you, I mean, it was like giving, and I was ready.
I'm glad that there was no regrets. You're like, I did
it. No, I was super yeah. confident at yeah. six. And I remember walking downstairs, and my mom was just like, oh. And so I did have to get that evened out. Mm-hmm. So that was cute, the above the ear, like bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But that was like a 6 year old.
So that was kind of like a JTT haircut you had at 6 years old.
Totally, oh. Like yeah. Kevin Sawa.
Yeah, Kevin Sawa. Right? Yeah.
No, not Kevin, babes, Devin. You're struggling today. It's okay. But then as an adult or like a high school person, I decided to dye my hair black and then decided that I didn't want it to be black anymore and I wanted my hair to be back to blonde. Mm-hmm. And a person basically chemically fried my head and scalp.
Oh, God.
And I had to cut a lot of that. And I think that was like up to here. So none of it was choice. And I don't think I'm going shorter. And
when you
it.
Went shorter, was it a choice for you?
It was a choice. I did choose.
That
it.
Was a choice.
It wasn't forced upon me. Yeah, I first did it when I was 19. I was a college age person. And I actually saw this video in like a media studies class. It was like a cartoon of the history of black hair.
Mm.
And it was like talking about like conking and hot combs and like, you know, visually seeing like black people put their heads in the oven to like straighten their hair an ounce so they can be so they can assimilate to white culture and get jobs, etc. And I remember watching this being like, oh, I don't have to do that. Like that's, I thank God I don't have to do that. That's so not the reality I live in. I mean, like, of course, even at that time, there are still people who would like, don't want to see dreads or braids or whatever. But I felt like less tied to my hair. And I was getting perms from like third grade to 19. I got perms all the time. And they were like hurting my scalp.
Yeah.
My hair was getting thinner. And I was like, I do not like this. I was like, what if I just cut it all off? And I just shaved it off and it felt so good and I loved it. And it was actually funny because I like lost like half my friends at college, not because they didn't like it, because they didn't recognize me. They were like,
hello.
They were like, I was like, hi. I was like, over the summer I like came back with a shaved head and they're like, do I know you? And I'm like, yes,
hair identity.
And then I grew up my fro and, you know, was doing braids and twists and stuff like that. And then like 2 or 3 years ago, I shaved it again, and I was like, oh, this feels so good. Like, why isn't it always like this?
Yes.
That's totally your feel. Experience.
Yeah, I had curls. We were actually, before you got here, we were just looking at my old curls, and I was like, fuck this.
And the braids you used to do?
I used to have braids down my knees.
Yeah. So much hair.
So much, but I was hiding. I do feel, though, when I find a different hairstyle, my personality changes.
That's how I feel, yeah.
Okay,
my friends were like, I feel like I see, like, you can see more of me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do have less obstacle in the front of my face, but also like something is coming out that wasn't there before.
Do you feel exposed? Like, does it feel vulnerable in a way for you guys to have such short hair?
Sometimes for me, I have to wear a beanie. I need to like hide a little bit, but not on an everyday. What about you?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's exposed, but freeing or something. There's less stuff happening, and I like that.
Like, you get ready more quickly.
Oh, I love getting
that part.
That's so nice.
I know. Oh, I'm so jealous of Raven. You when we get ready for events or even to do this, my hair is something that stresses me out. Mm-hmm. I had really...
She wears a bonnet to sleep.
Oh, look at that.
Well, here's
she
the deal.
She has a silk pillowcase.
Because my hair is really fine and frizzy, and I had a lot more of it when I was younger, and it was really curly, and I did not know how to
take care of it. And no one around me knew how to take care of it. And so I would also try and like chemically straighten. And then I was damaging my hair and coloring my hair too young. Like I was thinking I would not let my kid color their hair as young as I started dying.
I wasn't allowed to. Black people don't allow their kids to do that.
Save the hair health. But now it's like learning how to kind of like do my hair so it doesn't look like weird feather paper that's like floating on my head.
Feather paper?
I don't know. It's what like feels that? Feathery and like weird texture. I don't know. It's just hair is a thing.
It's a good pulling texture.
Thanks. I worked really hard on it, you guys. I like had to start yesterday to get ready for today. No joke. I know. And then you guys just woke up this morning.
We woke up like this. Yeah.
You wake up and you get checks. Here's the deal. You are
so
now,
do you, babe.
I mean,
so do I.
Those who know, know. little Sashir, middle school. Who is that person?
Sashir in middle school is very shy, very quiet, very active. Did all the activities. Was doing tennis and track and volleyball and violin and like all the things. Very nerdy. I was in all the advanced classes. And I was, like, funny to my friends. I was, like, whispering secrets to my friends in class. But, like, the general public would not know that I was funny. I remember when I became a comedian, my family was like, when did you think you were funny? Because we've seen you your whole life, and I've never laughed or at anything that you said. But that's because I just, like, reserve it. I don't know. I just, like, kept to my circle.
So when did you really actually know that you were funny?
That's a really good question. I mean, I guess I have a memory from like elementary school. I have no idea how old I was, but I remember going to throw away something in the trash can in my classroom. And yet it was like one of those trash cans that had like the lid that you had to pick up.
Yeah.
And Oscar. I lifted it. Yes. One of those trash cans. Yes. And there was a banana peel in there and like a banana smell wafted into my face. And I turned to the class, never did this before, turned to the class and I was like, this trash is driving me bananas. Killed. Destroyed. Everyone.
Slaughtered.
Slaughtered.
First stand-up show.
Every
done.
5-year-old is just losing their mind.
Just like, oh, sucking up all that energy. I was like, oh my God, yes. This is it. So I knew then. I definitely liked making people laugh.
Wow.
But I don't think I knew, like, that's what I wanted to do until much, much, much later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That just came out of nowhere. Just the gods, like, oh, just this thing is driving me. That's a great. I hope
this is actually a perfect segue to say, put your hand in this pot and pull out our topic, because it's a little witchy. It's a little divine in terms of what's happening here.
I like that.
Okay. What makes a character funny?
Oh, look at that.
You see what I'm saying? It all worked out real well.
That's a good question, babes. Yeah.
I think I know the answer.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. One that makes me laugh.
Well, yeah, that's required.
That's true. What makes a character funny to me? Just saying.
Okay. What makes a character... Go ahead. Like,
yeah, thinking for you guys, right? When you both have had funny roles to play... comedians, SNL, That's So Raven, just throwing that in there. That's so you so funny. Physical comedy. When it's on the page, how much do you have to insert your own self into that to bring that character to life, you know?
Yeah.
This is
I'm gonna let you go first. Definitely since you've had so many different characters up your sleeve.
I have played a variety of characters. I think what makes me laugh or what I like seeing in a character is the variations of that person's personhood. So like seeing someone who is not just an asshole or not just a good person, or, you know, like seeing like a little bit of a struggle, because that feels very real, because everyone can identify with that. And that can be funny sometimes when you're seeing a nice person do something mean, or a mean person do something they don't want to do. Like it's funny for the audience to watch that dichotomy.
I like that. I'd have to agree with that. Somebody who does that pretty well when you were talking, it reminds me of the show Shrinking. Like that show is really good because you see the flaw and then you see his
Jason Segel, are you talking about?
Yeah,
being
Jason
funny?
Sudeikis.
Amy Sedunkis. That's funny, obviously.
When people fuck up, it's hilarious. It's really funny. So I really like that. But I think that's a show that does well because it's such a deep storyline, but there's brevity to things that are going on.
Yeah.
But I also enjoy actors who don't take themselves so seriously, who just allow things to happen. There's some actresses out there that we shall
not name.
And I'm like,
none of them were on SNL, right?
None of them.
No.
No, actually, none of them were. But they step into the stage and they just, I'm like, you care too much about how the fuck you look. You were backstage nitpicking every single thing about you before you got on the stage. And therefore, you don't care about the actual
character
comedy of being free and letting the energy flow into yourself. There's nothing wrong with being put together and gorgeous, but I just need a little bit of extra, like, oh, I see you right now. Like, ah, you down for the cause. Like, if somebody throws a pie or there's a banana in the trash can, you're down to just, you know, call it out. I like that.
It's kind of like what you guys did at Dynasty Typewriter.
That was fun.
That was so fun. Yeah.
Everyone was just down to play. And for those who don't know what that is, it's a...
What is it, babes? Go ahead and explain that.
She's got it. Her titties are sweating. She's like, I'm sweating right now.
Oh, my God. Dynasty Typewriter is it monthly?
That's what I think it might be a monthly show.
Yeah, I think it's a monthly show where a guest actor comes and performs alongside an improv
troupe.
Yes.
Good job, Base.
And it's really fucking funny. And Raven did it. And it was
Yeah, your story was hilarious.
But you guys killed it.
Yeah,
you guys really killed it. I have a question that has nothing to do with the teapot. But
good,
I want to ask it.
Yeah. Go all over the place.
Do you read books?
Not as much as I would like, no. I'm listening to Fierce Intimacy. It's like about a lot of things, but I guess intimacy in different types of relationships, and not just romantic relationships, just like relationships, and about boundary setting and kind of being honest with yourself in order to be honest with other people. And yeah, it's really good and helpful and for all the relationships in my life. And my therapist recommended it. And I'm finding I keep, like, I'm sure everybody scrolls on Instagram and finds all these videos that are like, you have this. And I do have this.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm finding I have a little bit of the ADHD. And so it's a little hard for me to focus on a book. And it's a little hard for me to focus on podcasts. But I'm trying to like do things while I'm listening to podcasts so I can focus, like laundry. That's an easy one. Or just like finding tasks where it's like, okay, I don't have to concentrate, but I can also have this in the background and listen to it. But it's hard.
I kind of have that. Hard. I have that issue. I have these, not today, but I wear glasses from the Erlen syndrome. And sometimes when ADHD or hard to focus or hard to stay in a book for a long time because my words start moving or my brain starts going, I have to reread sections. There could be something there. I'll give you the name before you leave.
Please.
I love my Erlen glasses.
Yeah, please.
Erlen, just so you know, and so everyone else knows, is they test you and find what color might calm or soothe you. Ooh. So Erlen Institute has worked with people who are survivors of, you know, traumatic events. So a lot of PTSD victims, people kind of like myself and Raven who are super light sensitive or have had stressors in terms
ADHD,
of like reading, ADHD.
And it's the color that your brain doesn't have in order to see the world appropriately.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so when
that's
you're
why
missing
she wears
it.
For like tinted
Whoa,
glasses.
I like that.
It's really cool. It helps the brain. It calms you.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I'll show you mine before
please.
I leave.
Yeah. I actually also want to talk more about light sensitivity.
Let's talk about it.
I saw Instagram video.
It's not TikTok.
Yeah.
And, TikTok. And the woman went to Turkey to go to this hospital and got a full body scan
and
in one day for like $800.
Yes.
I just did that.
You went to Turkey?
I did. I went to Istanbul and
just
like.
Just for the scan?
Just for all this. Yeah. And I made a trip around it, but I was like, and there's a pit stop in Istanbul.
I love
to get
gosh.
Everything. And it was like eyes, teeth, thyroid, breast,
body.
Gynecology. It was like everything. And it was very informative and great. But I didn't know I have weak cornea. And like, I guess I had 20/20 vision, so I've never really had to go to the eye doctor often. But I didn't think about my cornea. Yeah. And so he's like blowing air in my eyes and putting lights in there. And he's like, oh yeah, you have weak cornea. And I was like, do I do a thing about that? And
are
he's like,
transplanted?
No. He's just like, you know, watch out for it. Get your eyes checked like every so often. But like, that's just what you got. And truly, since he said that, I go out in the sun. I'm like, oh my God, my weak cornea.
Weak cornea.
I never noticed it before, but I'm like, oh my God, it's too bright.
Not my weak cornea.
My cornea is weak.
That is a real thing, though, in terms of the light sensitivity, because for me, I even like coming out there to open my gate or whatever, or if any light is reflecting off of white, it's so...
So you literally have that problem every day?
Yeah.
Like in the mirror.
I can't even look at my weak cornea. I can't even look at myself. It's so intense. It'll give you headaches, though. I mean, like, it's a mess. It's a mess.
I didn't know that I had light sensitivity, so I have a white car with white interior.
Oh my God, it's hell. Oh, no.
And I just dealt with it because it looks fly as fuck. Like
it's painful to look at your car, right? Everyone deals with that.
She said to me, she's like, suck it up. I was like, I'm not sucking it up.
Looks good.
Like, we are getting tinted and visors. And I mean, I have to wear a hat all the time when we go out.
People don't wear it just for that car. You wear it all the time.
I wear it. I think I said I have to wear the hat all the time when we go out.
It has nothing to do with the car.
Yes, it does. It started with the car. I had to buy it because of the car, but now I wear it all the time.
At night.
Oh, wow.
All the time. Even at night? Because then it fucks with my hair. See, oh my God.
That's a different reason. I see.
You know what I'm saying? Oh my God.
Wait,
so I just wanted to go back to Istanbul.
Yeah.
That is so wild because I've seen multiple videos of that, including the men and women that go to Turkey to get hair transplants. Yes. And I'm like, maybe. And then you see the people on the flights back. And
it's fully wrapped skulls.
Exactly. Yeah. There's like 10 people all with that. And then like 4 people who are on their knees because they got Brazilian butt lift. Anyway, I just think it's so fascinating. You did that. Was the hospital as beautiful as they say?
Gorgeous.
Did you get picked up in a Maybach? Like,
I think there probably was that option, but I forgot and didn't follow up. I just took a car.
Yeah. Next time.
And
they're like, I can roller skate.
We can drive you to the airport. I was like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing. But it was so nice. It was so clean. Most of the hospital was people doing medical tourism, people like from other countries doing this thing. And we had a translator and they were like taking us all around, like talking to each doctor, and it was very efficient. They're just like, okay, get checked over here. Now we're going over here. I rarely, like, I thought I'd be there for hours, like sitting, but I was like, bam, 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 all over the place.
And how many vials of blood did they take?
I don't actually know how many,
but like a lot of sticks,
yeah. But it was great.
We're scared of blood drawing.
I just don't like needles in my,
I didn't love it, but like, I wanted to know what was going on, so.
Why do you have like the best eyebrows ever?
Oh, thank you.
They're gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
That's natural?
It's natural, yeah. I stopped plucking or doing anything maybe in college, but I feel like I overplucked in high school and hated that. And that's so then I just like left them alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, I don't do anything.
You're so good, babe.
Thanks. She has eyebrow envy.
I do. Mine are tatted.
They're tatted?
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like it.
They're not tatted here, just here. And then like, it's a lot, but I just can't, if you can't see me looking in your eyes, it's because I'm staring at your brows.
Have you guys heard about eyebrow blindness?
No.
Speaking of scrolling.
Yes.
Okay. So it's another thing that you can find scrolling Instagram or TikTok, but all of these people are discovering that they had eyebrow blindness, which means they thought that their eyebrows looked great and they really didn't look great.
Ooh.
And then they get them done or fixed and they see how they should have looked, and they're like, damn,
remember
I was blind.
Remember when eyebrows were like this thick?
Yeah.
And like this close
or
together?
Or like a comma, like just like really big here and a thin line right here.
I used to call those the sperm eyebrows.
Yes.
They literally look like sperm on the face. Do you feel like you had eyebrow blindness ever in your life, or you just were genetically not blessed?
I
wouldn't have phrased it that way, but
if you wanted to. I was genetically not blessed. My eyebrows grew upside down.
Have you seen her eyebrows
when
she was little?
I mean, I feel like I must have.
They were the cutest things. Oh my God.
So if you look at my eyebrows and you took one, you had to flip it and put it on the other eye for the eyebrow to have the actual shape.
They were like little, they look like little steps that you would draw.
Yeah. It was a long traumatic story, but I got them waxed. I started crying because somebody told me I should wax them. And then I only had like little, they stopped right here. And my grandma would call me Woodstock. because I look like the feet from the little chicken on from the little bird on
you
Snoopy.
Look like the feet?
Yeah, the feet. That's what my eyebrows look like. Just Google it. Mm. Anyway, I'm done talking about me.
I didn't really have eyebrow blindness. I had
great eyebrows.
I would love to tell you a story about her eyebrows.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Do you ever have the moment where you don't want to put on a shirt because you're afraid you'll mess up your eyebrows?
I don't know if I've had that thought actively.
Right?
No?
Yeah.
Is that a thing that you think about?
Have you ever walked around with a spoolie in your wallet?
Oh.
Because if the wind blows, you have to brush your eyebrows?
Not in my wallet. I do have a spoolie in my car.
Okay.
In case.
God bless.
I check the mirror and I'm like, not doing what I wanted to do.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Cool. Then you found a cousin.
Yeah, I did. Another thing that Dr. TikTok has helped me understand about myself is that there might be a little bit of like OCD / what's the word I'm looking for? Not hypervigilant, but neurodivergent tendencies in me, which would explain the eyebrow stuff, which is, if my eyebrows feel a certain way, that drives me crazy.
Oh, no.
Like, I just need them to be up. And so Raven had a time in her life when she really wanted me to wear turtlenecks. Mm-hmm. And
because I think she would look gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well, fuck that. I don't like that. And putting it on was a thing. And we literally had a stylist here one day who was like, come on, you can do this. And he was here helping. He was like, I've never dealt with anyone. This, you can't do this. Forget it. And I was like, I don't want to do
this. Do you have that problem in wardrobe at any time? Like, what's a piece of wardrobe you cannot wear? Because it'll mess up your eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, the eyebrows.
I guess I mean, this is not face related, but I don't love jeans just because I
on your body ever.
Yeah, I would love to not. Like, it just feels like stiff and tight. And I feel like I rarely have worn jeans where I'm like, this feels comfortable. Yeah, like give me in some like, I don't know. I just rather have like looser pants or like less formed pants. And then whenever I do shows, I got to a place where I felt comfortable saying to wardrobe, I would not like to wear jeans.
Yeah.
And I love it because then they, I'm sure there are some costume people who are like, oh, well, fuck, now we have to do other things. But like, I've been fortunate that I've worked with costume people who are accepting the challenge and they're like, great, let's find other things. And then my wardrobe's way more fun because I'm just wearing like fun patterned pants that they found at some thrift store or like somewhere else.
And you love to thrift because you got a Jordache.
Yes.
Bomb vest today.
Thank you very
much. Her so
don't
happy.
Take that off in this house. You might not see it again. But I want to be real, and you can tell me if you don't want to talk about it or not.
Okay.
Why titties?
Why titties?
Yeah. Do you love titties now?
Titties are great.
Oh my God. That's the segue. Why did I just like,
why
welcome to
titties?
The family? Mine are sweating so bad. Who the fuck knows?
But when was the moment you were like, yes, titties?
I mean, I don't know if I can pinpoint the moment, but like, I think I knew for a really long time I'm not straight, but it wasn't until like the last few years where I was like really thinking about that more and analyzing, I don't know, life, my experiences. And I also got off of birth control a few years ago, and I do feel like that awaken some stuff, and I don't know if there's any science behind it at all, but I do feel like I felt much different after I also shaved my head immediately after I got birth control. And I do feel like, I don't know, there's something about coming into my late 30s that I was like, things feel different and I don't want to ignore this. And not that I feel like I was ignoring it before, but it just felt very loud more recently.
You have a funny joke that you tell about your mom and how she was like, just bring a man home or a woman.
Yeah,
is it true?
A person? She asked me when I was younger, too. She was like, you know, how do you feel about boys? How do you feel about girls? And I actually didn't even really know. I didn't. Mm. I was like, I don't know. I wasn't interested in dating. Like, you know, little Sashir was a nerd who didn't care for anybody. Mm-hmm. So I was like, if you're not helping me get an A, I don't really care. So, I think I was a late bloomer in a lot of aspects. And I'm blooming again.
I love it.
I have a really interesting, I think, like, thought process around birth control. I don't really love it.
Yeah. She's a birth doula.
Yeah, oh, nice. I am. But it doesn't even really have to do with that. It's more just like giving our body any form of hormone or chemical that alters its natural process. Mm-hmm. But I think that we're finding more and more information out about birth control and how it's impacting people, and especially since young girls are going on it, and how much it affects mood and depression, and which it makes sense because our hormones are all tied to that, and who you find attractive is hormonal yeah. to an extent. So I just, it was really interesting to me that you said that.
Yeah.
And that you feel like coming off of it, it's altered things for you or made things more loud or present. So.
Yeah, I can definitely see how that's linked. I mean, I was on birth control since I was 16 because I had heavy periods, and they're like, that'll fix it, as opposed to like, let's figure out your biology and like, is there a diet thing we need to change or like anything else? But there's like birth control.
Yeah.
It gets like passed out so easily. Yeah, to young girls. And then I also went through so many changes in my body while still on birth control and never really knew what my body felt like as is. So that's also part of the reason I wanted to get off of it, to be like, what does my body do?
Yeah, what does it feel like?
Yeah.
Do you watch Love is Blind?
Yeah.
Are you caught
up? I haven't
up?
Seen the latest one, no.
There's an interesting moment when you do watch it between a couple that they are talking about sex, and
he obviously doesn't want to strap up.
Mm. No, obviously. Strap up, babes. It's called put a condom. No, it's different.
Oh, he you lesbian?
He doesn't want to wear a condom, and she doesn't want to go back on the pill. And just watching them have that conversation is really interesting. And I think there's a bigger conversation about
about when men are going to get some.
Birth control?
Yeah.
They probably need to, next few generations, the men need to go on birth control.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because also, it just makes sense numbers wise. They can get more people pregnant than we can get pregnant. If I get pregnant this year, that's the one for the year. They can get multiple people pregnant in a day.
Yeah.
In a day.
Yeah. Y'all need to.
Yeah. When men get birth control, you guys know what? It'll be really funny. That will definitely make so many
there
characters
was some
funny.
Tests on it. They were testing male birth control. I don't know what form it was in, but like the men's feedback was like, it makes me feel weird. And
go sit down. Go sit down.
I don't like remembering to take it. And it's like, well, that's
oh
what
my
we've
God. Welcome to our life.
Had to do.
Yeah. Not all of them. Some of them would probably be very willing to
There
take
was
it.
Like an uptick in vasectomies after Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
So that's good. But
so outside of stopping your birth control and then coming out and now being here at this table with us, has anything else with sharing this news with the world?
About you licking titties.
Yeah. Has anything else changed in your life? Like, do you feel more free? Do you feel... anything?
Are there more DMs?
Actually, no. Oh. And why not? No, just kidding. Don't DM me. My girlfriend will hate that.
Oh, fair. Oh, take never it. Never mind. Never mind.
There
never
you go.
I guess, I mean, it's funny because, like, I've been out, but I just haven't publicly said anything.
Got it.
So, like, in my life, nothing has changed.
That
but
makes sense.
I guess for the world, for the perception of me, it has changed. And I'm glad because I also don't want to not say anything. Like, I don't want to be like, I don't want people in my business. I don't want to like reveal everything in my life, but I guess I don't want my identity or that part of me to feel hidden.
Stifled.
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
It's interesting because when I was younger, the thought process was if I come out, my career's over. Look at
Ellen DeGeneres.
Thank you. What is going on with names today for
it's
me?
It's okay.
Ellen.
Name blindness.
It's name.
Name blindness.
The untrue story about Whitney, those who know. Mm. And what I found was as soon as I came out, I got more jobs.
Oh, great.
More people cared.
Yeah.
After they cursed me for ruining their childhood, they came back around and was like, congratulations, living your truth. And I'm like, this is interesting. Because whoever set up the dynamic that not living in your truth is going to ruin your career is absolutely atrocious. So you came out at a time where it's accepted, it's wanted, it's beautiful. Like, congratulations.
Thank you very
much. I'm so
much.
Happy you're able to live freely and not feel that wrath.
Yeah.
But knowing also that the path that you've created for the girls that are coming up behind you is massive. Like, what kind of things are you looking forward to in your future that will open doors for others?
I just want to do more stuff where you see like a Black queer girl doing kick-ass stuff. And I hope it makes it like very accessible for people later. I mean, yeah, I'm truly benefiting from people who have like broke the glass ceiling on a lot of things. So I do feel very fortunate to be working in this time period. And yeah, I hope people see me and like feel like a little seen and like heard. And yeah, even just looking the way I look, like I've had many people be like, oh my gosh, I've never seen like natural hair on SNL, or like, you know, so many different things that I'm doing. And it's nice. I would like to continue to do that.
We hope you do too.
Yeah.
Back to our topic for a second.
Oh, yes.
Have either of you ever met a person who is really funny on stage or screen, but is so not funny in real life?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot.
Most of them.
Yeah. They're also save it for the stage, or like, yeah, it's like a different
persona
version of them. Yeah. Persona. Mm. Or they're anxious or whatever. You know, but I've seen very big switches.
Me too. I had one guy I worked with. Hilarious. I couldn't keep a straight face. As soon as the camera cut, he got on his motor, not his
Vespa?
Jesus.
Bicycle?
God. No.
Tricycle?
No.
Scooter?
Yeah, closer.
Mm. Razor?
Almost.
Bird?
No.
Lime?
Four wheels.
Four wheels.
Golf cart.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's not close to the scooter at all, actually.
Not at all.
Literally.
I was so angry.
Unicycle.
Listen,
he'd get on his golf cart with his bodyguard and his stand-in and leave.
Oh, that's too much already.
Yeah, but he was famous. But it was just like, I guess maybe because I was young, there was no real interaction, but he just wasn't the funniest person, but he's super sweet. Mm-hmm. And I always found that interesting because they also say comedians are wonderful in drama.
Mm-hmm. Well, because oftentimes they say comedians are the most pained. You know, you think about Robin Williams, you think about people who have had real, I mean, even like Whoopi, right, who doesn't call herself a comedian, but had her show and did stand up or performed. She was really funny, but has a lot of grit to her, has had a lot of life experience. I think to be truly funny in that way,
you have to
be smart. You have to have the contrast of the sad, like, you have to know what isn't funny to kind of know what is funny.
Yeah.
And then there are some people that are just funny. They embody a sense of funny, but they're almost being laughed at in a way.
About you, I don't want to bring up your girlfriend, but I do kind of want to bring up, who is the funny one at the house?
We're both funny. I think there's people who are funny in life, but like would hate being on stage.
Right.
So I think that's my girlfriend. Hilarious in person. Does not want to be seen. Or doesn't want to be like performative. Where I do think most of my funny is probably on stage. And when I'm interacting with people, I'm funny. But if you're new to me, you probably wouldn't know. Or like you probably wouldn't think that, because I'm not like, hey, this trash is driving me bananas. You know?
Please start that way every single time.
She's like, I'm going to use that.
I'm going to use it. Oh, that's funny. Because, you know, the banana is a classic comedy.
Yeah, you can flip on one.
Yeah, you can flip on
that's
it.
That's the thing, man.
You can, like,
I love it.
Poke some, are you just happy to see me? Or is it a banana in my back?
Or like, is there a banana in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me? Yeah, is that what
you said back.
Okay.
She said, there's a banana in her back.
Because if the person comes up behind you.
Oh, sorry. I forgot we were on cisgendered things. We were over here in Gayville.
Okay, but you know, I was taking the
Baby,
gun. Remember the gun?
Because
it used to be like, is that a gun in my back? Or are you just happy to see me?
Mm-hmm.
And
I thought
made
it was
a banana.
Pocket.
I think I understand what you're saying. And you are also correct.
I'm just,
I still haven't stopped sweating. That's part of the problem. I'm just like sweating, and there was a lot. And
she's
nervous
around you.
She was nervous.
I have social anxiety, period. So I just get like a little stressed out when I have to actually articulate for a long period of time.
Only certain people do that. It's mostly beautiful Black women.
And anyway, well, I just wanted to talk about how we're all kind of witches, like on screen, but then also in life.
So were you witchy before you got the job?
I was, yeah.
And so you're crystalline being, but also like, do you do grids?
No.
Do you incantation?
No, I'm not like
that kind of witch.
Yeah, I wish I was like a ritual person, but I'm so not.
Okay, that's fair.
I like have the stuff, but I don't do anything.
You're like, I have the crystals for display, and yeah. I know how to like do a little bit of a brew.
My wife did it. She had a whole display out before when we were dating. She had to hide her witchy display before I went into the house. She was afraid.
Mm-hmm. I had a whole shrine.
Ooh.
Yes, it was That So Raven.
No, it wasn't!
And like, I was
manifesting her into existence, and you're like, That's So Raven. That's So Raven.
It's the future I can see. That's so, yeah, and then this was the plan. I was like, I'm going to get her. I'm going to marry her. And then I'm going to tell the world that I never knew who she was.
And then
I'm gonna be hated on the internet forever.
MS.
Yeah, no, I didn't really do that, but I am a bit witchy.
You are a bit witchy. What is your witchy power?
I would say manifestation and talking to living beings, which could be animals or plants. But I have a tree in my yard that parrots love. There's these like beautiful green parrots that love to like fly and land in this tree. I also have a ton of crows in there, which maybe I am also attracting them because I'm a witch, but they're there. And there was a time where they were like kind of bullying the parrots and like pushing them out of their tree.
Yeah.
And I was like venting about this in my yard to a friend. I was like, oh, these crows that keep moving these parrots. You have that tree and all these other trees, like leave them alone. And then they did. Then the crows just like backed off and let the parrots have their tree.
I wish I had known this like 2 weeks ago because I had a possum in my yard and I kept saying, leave, please leave. And he wouldn't. So I had to call someone to have him forcibly
called
removed.
Me. I would have just been
know.
Like, get out of here.
And he just would have scurried away half dead. God damn. That's interesting though. Being able to communicate with animals and plants and nature is a thing. I don't have that skill, but I am.
What's your witchy power, babe?
I don't know. Can you answer that for me?
Yeah, I think your witchy power is a little bit of being able to predict what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. The future?
A little bit, because I'll be doing something. She's like, oh, I knew that was going to happen. Now, I challenge her, because anybody can say it after it's done.
Truly.
I'm really trying to work on her predicting it and seeing if
and
it
speaking
happens.
It out loud. That is true. And I often will get frustrated with myself because I'm like, damn, I should have said it out loud because she would have believed me.
Yeah.
A lot of it happens with earthquakes.
Ooh.
That is really interesting. Like, I will be like, ooh, I feel like we have an earthquake coming. And then an earthquake will come like that night or the next morning. I'm really there
really
is something.
That's great.
There is something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when a big one comes, you got to let us all know.
Yeah, we'll text you. I'll send out a group text.
Sure. Hey, everyone. Not too many people. Just
our friends.
Group chat, witch chat. What would you say yours is? Because you're more witchy in like a true
ritualistic
way. Like Raven will like make concoctions on the stove and then call it gumbo, and it's really just like a lot of stuff. She gets it.
I do make
you
concoctions.
Don't get it.
Well, what's the like goal with the concoction? Like
good health, cleansing, and cleansing the space as well. I have a lot of different roots and stuff and all kinds of stuff
so
that I put
roots.
In. So many roots. And I'm also connected to the seasons in that way. Like I will start, I'm like, I need to start gathering. I need to start gathering.
Foraging.
That's also the Native American energy.
It is my Native American. Yeah. But I'll start foraging for things, and then I'll put it in the big pot, and then she's like, oh yeah, this is happening soon. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. The moon is in a different retrograde and blah, 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 blah. But I was actually not even going to bring that up. I do Reiki.
Oh, nice.
I have energy. Like,
ooh.
My massage game.
Very, very true.
Oh, great.
Some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are a bit of a healer
through
your hands. That's very true. Like the other day, literally, I was having so much pain in my neck and shoulder, and I said, please. And she was like, I don't really have energy for it, but you worked on that, and it went away.
Avi.
And it was like 5 minutes, and not even with that much love and care.
First of all, you don't know what love and care I was putting in. That's my own journey. Don't judge me. I want to be validated.
Well, no, I said not even that much.
There was a lot.
Okay.
I was taking time out of my YouTube time to rub your shoulder.
It really helped. It really helped.
What's does this feel like now? Love?
Not with both of you. Both of you witching me. Oh my God.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
For coming here. I know we talked about a lot of different things, but it was just good to
this
get to
one
know
really
you.
Jumped.
Yeah. I know, but I liked it. I liked
it too.
To get to know her.
We have to toast.
We have to.
Toast it out.
Toasting.
Today, we are toasting to Ed Dwight, who is 90 years old, and his hope was that he was going to be the first Black astronaut in space, but he was not able to do that. And he worked with JFK, and he was with NASA and all this stuff, but he's going now. He's going
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's going up to space now. He's getting to fulfill his dream of being an astronaut in space, and he's doing it at 90.
What's his name? Wow.
Ed Dwight.
Wow. Yes.
Get it, Ed.
I know. I'm just happy for Ed. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
And he has had to go through a lot in terms of seeing all of these white people go before him. He wasn't allowed. He was there in the program working, and I'm just happy he's going now. He's going on Jeff Bezos.
Oh, wow.
Blue Origin, I think it's called, or something like that. The thing Shatner did. But regardless, he's going.
That's nice.
So toasting to Ed.
Yeah. Ed, congratulations. You know what that means? Just wait it out. It'll happen eventually.
Yeah.
Don't be so, just be patient.
Yeah, just be patient. And some billionaire will create a commercial airline.
That's very typical, actually. Typical story.
Would you guys ever go to space on that thing?
Hell yeah, I'd go.
Really? I wouldn't. Would you?
I don't know if I would. I don't think, even though I like space sci-fi stuff, I don't know if I want to go to space. Mm. It feels like so vast and a little scary.
So scary.
Yeah.
Never. I'll let y'all from up there.
But have fun.
Good luck.
And if the aliens take me, I'm just going to be like, I know some witches on the ground. That'll get you
through. We'll conjure that.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Fair and fair.
Well, Sashir, thank you so much. This has been lovely. You. Come back.
Yes. Come back. We'll feed you.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Yeah. Give me that gumbo.
Witch's brew.
Done brew. And done. Yes.
Yeah. She'll bake and I'll make you a dinner.
Oh my God.
Dinner.
Yes.
I like that idea.
Let's do it.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.